You know something? Our president is trifling. We all know that. This is the latest. When you're calling LeBron James a racist, you know what? It's really getting ridiculous. The divisiveness, the way that this man acts, the things that he says, is really, really disgusting. And it needs to be said. I held it in long enough. I was waiting a few days, but then obviously being back to work today and listening to this nonsense, it's just really, really disgusting. Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A., coming at you as I love to do at least a couple of times a week over the airways of YouTube, outside of doing my political show on SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124 every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. This kind of stuff is necessary to address, though. Because at some point in time, we got to call stuff out. We got to call it out for what we see. We got to call it out for what it is. Because the only way that the world is going to become a better place is when we call out trifling tendencies, even if it's from our president, even if it's from our commander in chief. And this is the latest salvo that he's thrown in somebody's direction, ultimately to distract from the shit that he's doing. And we got to call him out on it. We just have to. If you're going to make the world a better place, if you're going to contribute to this country going back in a forward direction, that's what you got to do. And Democrats don't sit up there saying, yay, yay, way to go, Stephen A., way to go. I ain't done with your ass yet either. I'll get to you in a second. But for right now, let me talk about Trump in this regard. What am I talking about? Why am I so disgusted? Ladies and gentlemen, LeBron James, for some of you non-basketball fans that were living under a rock and don't know any better, LeBron James decided to become a Philadelphia 76er this Friday. As a result of him becoming the Philadelphia 76ers, with the other pieces that they have in place, they have just ascended from being a team that was swept in the second round by the New York Knicks, the reigning defending NBA champion New York Knicks, to being arguably a favorite to win the NBA championship. And the LeBron James that I'm talking about, who is universally recognized as one of the greatest basketball players to have ever lived, the LeBron James that I'm talking about, who has this I Promise school for at-risk kids, the LeBron James that I'm talking about, who, by the way, I don't have the greatest relationship with at all. So nobody's here trying to support him because I'm anxious to support him. But when, damn it, you're right, you're right. LeBron James takes his talent to South Beach, or rather to Broad Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Trump is asked about it. Our president is asked about it. And listen to the exchange from a reporter asking him the question to an answer from the president of the United States, and pay attention to the reasons why he gave the answer that he gave. Listen up.
Today it was announced LeBron James has decided that he wants his next team to be the 76ers. Where do you stand on LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the best ever?
Well, Michael Jordan's a guy that's a friend of mine, play golf with him. He's a really good guy, and I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist, but maybe he doesn't like Trump, I don't know, but I only like people that like me, so I would say Michael Jordan all the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe Michael Jordan is the greatest that has ever lived. He's a six-time champion, a six-time NBA Finals MVP, a five-time league MVP, a 10-time scoring champion, a nine-time All-NBA defensive player, and the greatest closer in the history of the sport. That's why I believe LeBron James will never be the GOAT. It's going to always be Michael Jordan. Trump, on the other hand, believes Jordan's the greatest because Michael Jordan's a good friend. That's his litmus test. That's his gauge. That's his barrier. That's his criteria. This is what he says. This is how he comes across at it. And this is his mentality. This is his attitude. And in the end, what is he talking about? Oh, he likes me. He likes me. He likes me. He's not like that little kid on the commercials, Mikey, from years ago. Mikey, he likes it. He likes it. He'll eat anything. That's how Trump sounds. It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing. You're the commander-in-chief. You're the president of the United States. And you're going to come out and you're going to call this black man, who's universally recognized one of the greatest athletes to have ever lived, who has been an upstanding citizen, somebody I don't get along with. And I'm still willing to concede he's great. He's a great athlete. He's a great person. He's a great model. We just don't get along. But to sit up there and to call him a racist, maybe he's a racist. Would that be because LeBron James endorsed Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016 and then endorsed Biden in 2020 and then endorsed Kamala Harris in 2024? Could be. Last time I checked, the only Democratic candidate LeBron James ever really stood up for was Barack Obama. Everything since then has basically been anti-Trump over the last three elections. That's all it is. It ain't even an indictment against conservatism or conservatives. It's an indictment against that man because of the way he acts, the way he behaves, the way he serves to polarize instead of galvanize. And the question is going to be, when is everybody going to step up and call it for what it is? Because the Republican Party that I remembered was once about standards. The conservatives that I remembered were once about standards and decorum and the way that you act and conduct and comport yourself. But suddenly that goes out the window because everybody's deifying this man. This is the problem. I'm not even getting into policy. I'm getting into his behavior. That's what I've been saying for years. The way in which he conducts and comports himself is unpresidential. And nobody seems to care. And I don't blame people for going to the polls and saying, listen, I can't make my decisions on who to vote for based on how he comports himself. I got to look at policy, policy, policy. My boy Jeff is very, very big on that. Policy, policy, policy. Yeah, he can be an asshole. Yeah, he don't know how to act. Yeah, he can polarize instead of galvanizing. Yes, he comes across as classless. So what? If the economy is soaring, if immigration has been addressed, if safety in the streets is a priority, if inflation is eradicated, if a recession is avoided, that's what I'm going for. That's my man, Jeff. That's most people I know. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you can't call him out when his behavior is trifling. What has LeBron James done to be called a racist? Other than not like this man. This is Trump and LeBron in 2018. First, we'll go to LeBron. This was LeBron James talking to Don Lemon, who was then at CNN at the time, about Donald Trump. Listen, this is in promoting his I Promise school.
You know, we are in a position right now in America, more importantly, where this whole, this race thing is taking over, you know, because one, because I believe our president is kind of trying to divide us. But I think...
Kind of?
Yeah, is. Not I don't want to say kind of. He's dividing us. And what I noticed over the last few months, that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us.
You think it's harder to be, when you see these incidents of just about people living, just being black, and what happened to you, your house, all of that. Do you think it's harder now? Or do you think it's always been there? We're just seeing it because of... cell phones and...
No, I think it's always been there. But I think the president in charge now has given people... they don't care now. They throw it in your face now.
Yeah. One more question. What would you say to the president if he's sitting right here?
I would never sit across from him.
You would never? You don't want to talk to him?
No. I sit across from Barack, though.
Now, me personally, that's where I'm different. Because I'd sit across from President Trump in a heartbeat. Just to grill him about what he's doing with this country. Why hasn't the war with Ukraine and Russia been resolved yet? Why did we ever get involved with the war in Iran? Is it really about nuclear weapons? Did you take into account the Strait of Hormuz and the impact that it would have on oil prices in this country? You said it wasn't a war. Then we were at war. You said they were obliterated last June, and then in February it bombed them again. You said that this would matter last for about 4 weeks. It's been over 6 months. You said it wouldn't cost us anything. It's cost us over $37 billion. And the Secretary of War, Mr. Pete Hegseth, just went to Capitol Hill and asked for $67 billion additionally, which would equate to over $105 billion or $104 billion of our money when we already got $39 trillion in debt. Here's the same president that sat up there and could have come up with $2 billion for American citizens that were working their asses off every day with TSA. But you could spend $2 billion a day on a war that we shouldn't be involved in. And 1 minute you're hiding behind, oh, we can't let Iran have nuclear weapons. Another minute it's about the Strait of Hormuz. Another minute deals are being made every day where you're enriching yourself, your family, and your cronies. I mean, this shit is disgusting. It's really bad. But the bottom line is, with all of that going on, you still gonna find time to say this about a basketball player? This was Trump back in 2018, responding to LeBron James' comments on CNN with Don Lemon. When Trump came back then, and he said, LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. I like Mike. Unnecessary, polarizing, no doubt, all that true. But nevertheless, okay, that's not, that doesn't equate to calling him a racist. Is it LeBron James that implies that DEI is the reason that black folks were thriving in America? Is it LeBron James that has implied if it weren't for affirmative action, what would black folks have? There are good things, some good things. As Governor Westmore of Maryland pointed out that Trump has done recently that he deserves credit for, attaching his name to it, no doubt. But bottom line is, when black America looks at him, we got some questions. So unlike LeBron James, I would sit across from Donald Trump any day of the week. Name the time and place, I'll show up. At this point, even though I have no desire to, I'd rather go to the White House. I'd even go to Mar-a-Lago. Whatever it took just to sit across from this man and ask him some questions about what the hell he's doing. That's why I would sit across from him. But to call LeBron James a racist is beyond the pale and it crosses the line and it's inexcusable and the president should be ashamed of himself. And it's important for all of us to say that. It's important for all of us to acknowledge that. I've had my issues with LeBron James, no doubt about it. You don't do that to him. He don't deserve that. No American citizen really deserves that from the president. Especially this one. Whose nickname should be Mr. Polarization or Mr. Polarizing. You got to be kidding me. Having said that, to the Dems, it's another opportunity. Are you going to seize it and come together and show that you're willing to cross the aisle and work together to get things done? Or are you going to use it as the latest exercise in demagoguery and divisiveness where you're basically resembling Trump in your own way because you're going to divide your own party? Democratic Socialists of America, Mom Donnie, New York City, AOC, a future Senate candidate, if not a presidential candidate. State of California and some of the stuff it's trying to pull. You sure it's going to work? I said it before and I say it again. Democrats blow this election in the midterms. You'll look like the dumbest people on the planet ever in the history of politics. You can't be gift-wrapped more stuff than Trump has gift-wrapped it to you. The Republicans, the conservatives are counting on ultimately this conflict in Iran being resolved. And as a result, hey, gas prices are going to go down. America will profit. We'll have some degree of control over the oil being disseminated throughout Europe and beyond. And guess what? We won't have a dependency on oil the way that we do now. We'll see. We shall see. But I'm here to tell you, as clear as I'm standing here, I'm telling you right now, folks better get it together. And they better recognize the fact that it's a prime opportunity. Democrats blow it now, they may never recover. They may never recover. And if you're the conservatives and stuff like that, you can't even speak up and show that you got a spine and speak up and speak out and say there's just no place for the president going that route. How it's going to serve to dismiss or diminish the level of momentum that he built in the 2024 election where blacks and Hispanics showed up and supported him in ways they hadn't supported the Republican Party in about 25 years. Since 2004 at the very least. Trump has been blowing opportunities so much, you're wondering whether or not he's doing it on purpose. How many more people can he alienate? His base is only so large. Independents make up at least 45% of the electorate. Democrats at least another 27%. You're talking about 70 to 72% of the American people. That's either left or independent, which means that you need folks other than your cult-like following. And he doesn't seem to care. I got to wonder if he's doing it on purpose. Either way you slice it, you got to speak up and speak out against this. It's inexcusable, it's wrong, it's unnecessary. And most importantly, from a presidential perch, it's unbecoming. And it's inexcusable. That's it. That's all I got to say for now. I'll be on air Wednesday night, though. SiriusXM POTUS Radio, channel 124. I may have more to say then. Because who knows what he'll do between now and the next 48 hours. It is Donald Trump, after all. Good Lord have mercy. Trying to be fair. I really am. But he makes it virtually impossible. Most times. He really does. That's it for this edition of Straight Shooter. I'll holler at y'all in a couple of days. Until then, peace and love, everybody. I'm out.